And we're back. Okay, on this page, web page that you're looking at the video on, you should see a flowchart for the analysis that we're going to do. I'm actually going to follow along with that flowchart. I do that fairly regularly, especially when I need to carefully execute analysis steps. First time that I'm working through an analysis process, I won't necessarily have a flowchart, but I'll have notes. I'll have notes that I'll write down in Word or on a piece of paper so that I know what I'm trying, what works and what doesn't, and then I'll write them up and I'll walk through them again very, very carefully to make sure I'm following them exactly. So the first step on our flowchart is to go ahead and select Klamath River. I'm going to open up the attribute table on our streams layer. Okay. Then I'm going to go to select by attributes, which we talked about before. We can already see Klamath River showing up here as a GNIS name. That's a Global Naming Information System name. So those are standard names, which is great. Here's the GNIS name field. Didn't need two of those. Got excited. Equals get unique value. That's a pretty big shape file, so that could take a little bit of time. Actually, do it really quickly. Just cool. And where'd the Klamath go? There's the Klamath. All right, so that's all I need to do is pick the name equals Klamath River. Not always that easy. Sometimes I'll have multiple versions. River might be abbreviated. You can also have things that are misspelled. Watch out for those. Okay, but we go ahead and apply. And if I click on Show Selected Records, we can see all of the sections of the Klamath River. There isn't one single feature for the Klamath River. They're divided up into multiple, which is fairly typical. If we move the attribute table over, we can see, oh, there's the Klamath River. It selected the part of the Klamath River that's inside Humboldt County, which is excellent. So now, what we want to do is we want to be working just with the Klamath River. A lot of the tools in ARC will allow you to work with a selection within a shapefile, within a layer, and it'll just work on the selection. However, that doesn't always work. It causes a lot of problems to try to do that. So good thing to do is immediately take your layer, right-click on it, go to Data, Export Data, select a good place to put it, which this is actually not where I want to put it. I want to put it in this folder. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and call that Klamath River. Okay. And save it as a shapefile. When I do this, ARC's going to add that as another layer, but I can now turn off my streams. This is a really good thing to do. It's not the best color coding for a river. Let's find something better. In fact, I'm just going to make it red for now because it's really easy to see. A number of things happened. One was we just reduced the size of that shapefile by a huge amount, tossed away most of the data, which is great because everything now will run faster. And also, we're not confused with the stream layer versus a Klamath River. Okay, so now I'm actually going to remove the streams because all we need is Klamath River and parcels. Now, the next step is since we're looking for the parcels that are within 30 meters, we're going to go ahead and buffer the Klamath River, which I just realized looking at my flowchart is not on it. So I'm going to update that, and by the time you see it, it will say buffer. Interesting. We need to buffer it so we can get within 30 meters. If we zoom in on the stream, you will see that it's just a single line. The only dimensions it has are from the width of the line that I set. Also, this is kind of fun. Notice that these two do not line up perfectly. That's really typical. Okay, there's always uncertainty in our spatial data. But let's go ahead and buffer this. Go to the Geoprocessing menu, Buffer. Select our input features, Klamath River. Specify an output, store here. Good name for this would be Klamath River. Buffer 30M. So we know this was buffered to 30 meters. We go ahead and save that. For linear units, we're going to make it 30. ARC has automatically picked meters because we're in UTM. If you were in UTM, if you're using feet as the linear units, you'd see feet here. UTM always using meters, so it'll automatically pick meters, but keep an eye on it. Make sure it's picking what you expect. And don't worry too much about these other fields. We'll talk a little bit more about them later. I'm just going to click OK. You'll see it's going to buffer it very quickly, and then it's going to add it. Again, not with the best color. Let's color it something different. In fact, why don't we make it like a lake? There we go. And I'll turn off this one, and we can see now that we have our buffer around our Klamath River line. And this shows you that the line is really the center line of the Klamath River. Now our buffer is also not precise, right? The Klamath River is going to vary in width. It's going to vary from the spatial data we have here. So this isn't perfect, but this is how we do GIS. And like I said, there's always some uncertainty. Now the other issue you might notice is there's multiple sections here. If we take the select tool and we select this buffer here, we'll see it's different from this one, which is different from this one. That's, again, not really what we want. We really want to have one continuous buffered stream or river represented. So let's go ahead and go to dissolve. And here's my 30 meter buffer. Good name for this is buffer 30 meter dissolve. And I just do that and click OK. And that's now going to create another layer. And if I turn off this one, we'll see that what happened there was I was not being careful. Okay, and I actually had something selected. So it ran just on the selected area. This kind of thing happens. I'm going to remove this. I'm going to go up here and clear selected features. Clear selected features is really important. We need to make sure those are cleared before we do any spatial operations. I still got my buffered layer here. So now I'm going to go back, do dissolve, pick my buffered layer. Now I can't call it exactly the same thing because ARC won't overwrite that file. It's okay, I'm just going to number it and call it dissolve 2. That way I know which one was the first one and which one was the second one. When I click OK, now I've got what I want. In fact, I should probably zoom to this layer, turn off everything else and make sure, yep, that looks good. That looks like the Klamath. I'm going to go ahead and remove this one and remove this one. So now I've just got my dissolve from my buffer and my parcels. So next step from our flowchart is to go ahead and clip the parcels to the Klamath River buffer. Up here we have clip. The input feature in this case is the parcel. And then what we're going to clip it with is our dissolved buffer layer. Okay? And this one, Klamath River Parcels is a good name for this. You might want to add 30 meter buffers so we know, because we might do 40 or 50 meter buffers later. So I'm going to go ahead and clip that. Run it. Close. And now, doesn't look very different. Doesn't look like a lot's happened. Okay, however, if we zoom in, we'll see that we do have parcel segments here. And most importantly, if we take a look at the attribute table, we'll see this data came from the parcel layer rather than from the hydrology layer. If we look at the hydrology layer, it has almost no data in it. The parcel layer is where the data was. Oops. I've lost my attribute table. There it is. All right. So now, before we move on, another very important step is you might look at these area and perimeter values and you might think those are accurate. However, those are stored in the attribute table. They're values, they're numbers. We just did an operation that clipped the area down in size. So it shrunk the area. However, these values have not been recomputed yet. Scenario of confusion and mistakes that happens regularly. The spatial operation we did not update the area. In other words, this is just labeled area and perimeter. ArcGIS doesn't know that those contain area values, so we have to recompute those. Take a look at this first one, this first row. Looks like it's about 2 million. Let's go ahead and calculate the geometry there. It's in square meters. Boom, see how much that shrunk? So that's really important that we do that. Over here we've got acres, calculate geometry. We can go ahead and do this in acres. And we see, ooh, that went way down as well. So very important that we recalculate those. Now for this project, we did it in square meters. So let's go ahead and summarize this. Summarize is going to take all these areas and we can do it against these attributes and find out what area the total area for each of these attributes, which was the original question we're looking for. So summarize, we're looking for area, which is missing. Perimeter is there. Oh, select a field to summarize. It's already there. Okay, and then this is to pick other outputs for the table. We're really just looking for area. That's fine. We'll just summarize. Oh, I'm sorry. This needs to be exclusion, and then we're looking for the sum of the areas. So this is the field to summarize on. In other words, the one to combine them together on. I wasn't very clear on that. This is the field that's going to take rural residential, combine all those together, combine all the rural residential vacant, open space parks, and put those together. And the value we want to see in the attribute table when we're done in the output is going to be the sum of the areas. So here I am again in my Humboldt County folder, and I'm going to call this areas within 30 meters of Klamath. And it didn't like that. I wonder if that is limited to 10 characters. Wow, that would be scary. So ArcGIS used to be limited to 10 characters. Ah, that's because I'm trying to put this in a personal and file geo database. That would be silly. It says DBF. It really should automatically do that. Oh, okay, we're all right. Try putting those back. Oh, see, it changed it again. I don't know why it keeps changing this. It's very annoying. As you type it in, it changes the type. You change it back, and now it's okay. I'd consider that a bug in Arc. Let's click OK, add the table, so we can be done. Hey, there's our table. If we open the table, we will see here's all the different land use types, and here's the sum of the areas. Now, remember, that's in square meters, so we might convert that to hectares, but that's our data. Now, we can also take this data. We can either access it as a DBF, which actually Excel will open, or we can go ahead and export that data to a different format, and off we go. We can include that in a report. All right. Talk to you soon.